Hi, Jane. What's wrong? You look a little down.
Yeah, it's my job. I really don't know what to do.
Why? I thought you were really happy with it.
Well, in many ways, it's a great job. It definitely has a lot of perks. I have a company car I can use at any time, and I have an expense account I can use to pay for my traveling. The job offers a great health plan with full sick pay when I get ill. And there's a good chance of promotion if I stay with the company for a few years.
It sounds great. So what's the problem then?
Well, I'm just not satisfied with the job. I have to travel a lot, so I'm always away from Dan and the kids. And when I am here, I always have to work overtime, so I don't get a chance to see them much either. It's also a very stressful job, and everybody in the office is feeling it, so it's a pretty tense work environment. The boss is a slave driver, which doesn't help. He just walks around yelling about how we all have to show more initiative and take more responsibility for things instead of passing the buck and be more self-motivated, all of those things. He can be a real workaholic sometimes. But most of all, I'm just sick of selling computers. I want to do something else with my life.
Like what?
I really want to be a teacher, but I'm not a young girl anymore, and I'm afraid that it's a bit late to be thinking about a career change at my age.
Yeah, but what are you going to do? Stick with a job you don't like until you get your pension? If I were you, I'd leave and find something you like doing better.
I know, but how can I do it? I can't go back to school at my age.
Well, you might not have to do a full degree. You've got A-level history, haven't you? You should see if that's enough to get a job teaching history somewhere. And even if you do have to do some retraining, you could go to evening classes before you quit your present job and get all the qualifications you need.
You know, maybe you're right. I'll have to give it some thought.